Are there times that you kind of sit back and second guess yourself and really, you know, aren't sure where to go from here? And is there, I mean, are you, you know, vulnerable like that as well? I mean, does that happen to authors?
Oh my God, yes, all the time.
Really?
Constantly second guessing myself. And, you know, I get a lot of positive feedback from readers, but it doesn't seem to have the same kind of impact as the negative feedback has. I've joked that I need to have like 100 positive emails to counteract every one negative review that gets posted.
So the feedback is good, but you're still sort of guessing, you know, did I do this right? Is this the right way to go? Is, you know, did I say this right? Did I explain this right? All that kind of stuff.
Correct. And it's not even like, did I say it right? It's that I'm a horrible writer. That, you know, because it's an interesting thing. Like, people will say, oh, too much telling and not enough showing, right? And
okay.
We already know, if anybody's ever read my books, they are very, very vivid and very intense. So there's a lot of showing going on.
Sure.
But the industry doesn't allow you to just show, because you're limited in how many words you can use. So if I were to show every single thing that I'm telling, I would have a book that was 500 pages long and it would never get published.
Right.
There are even times when editors will tell me, we don't need this scene, just cut it down and summarize it in one sentence, one paragraph, which is
the
exact opposite of show don't tell. Exact opposite. And so when I get hammered with criticism like that, instead of, you know, looking at it and going, okay, this is clearly somebody who, you know, has taken a few writing courses and knows that show don't tell is important, but has no experience in the publishing industry, and so I can just write it off as, you know, being ignorant. Instead of doing that, I take it personally and go, I'm a horrible writer.